Thank you for calling the Organizational Stackhouse Newsline for the week starting Monday, April 11th. Ukraine still lives. Our union learns of a program called the Voluntary Defined Contribution Program. Two of our recently unionized members from the Associate Director's title filled us in on the program. It turns out that as of October 1st, 2020, New York City began offering this VDC program as a substitute for the normal retirement program. So if you did not want the retirement program, you could choose this other program, but only if you were a new employee and not represented by a union. The VDC program has one good aspect. The city will add 8% of your annual salary to your required deferred compensation payment. Balancing this is that you are not allowed to be a part of this program and also the NYSERS retirement system. Since even the Tier 6 retirement plan costs the city far more than 8% a year, most workers would be better off with a pension plan rather than the VDC program. If we throw in the city's obligation to provide, after 10 years service, lifetime health and welfare fund coverage, there is no contest. Pension wins, and VDC is a bad choice. However, for some employees who cannot and will not serve for 10 years, the VDC option could be more attractive. Unions have long fought for defined benefit pension plans, and employers have tried to escape them. The combination of the Tier 6 requirement to serve 10 years before vesting and the VDC extra contributions from the city create an odd circumstance. Further complicating the issue, employers who choose the VDC plan, but who thereafter achieve the right to representation, are automatically discharged from the program. All this is a new problem for our union. Only a small number of peers have been affected so far, but this will merit close attention since it would appear, in effect, to create a disincentive to being made eligible for a union. Other news. Our April mailing was sent to the mailing house. If you can't wait for it to arrive, you can view it electronically on our website. And for those that are being appointed, we still wish you to call OSA and speak to Sheila or Danielle, and especially if you are invited to attend a hiring pool. We depend upon you for this information. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.